Time now for the 12:15 news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your Country Financial representative located on the square in West Salem. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast, partly sunny with a high of 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 60. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Due to a major water main break, the 133 households in the Sims Water District are without water, but the break was located at Skillet Fork earlier this morning. Sims officials hope the water will be back on in 1 to 2 days. As a result of the water outage, a water distribution center was set up at the Sims Village Hall this morning, and it will last until 7 o'clock tonight for all Sims water customers. In addition, bottled water is being collected at the Fairfield First United Methodist Church until 3 this afternoon. Church personnel ask people to use the door at the west parking lot. Other drop-off locations include the Fairfield City Fire Department, which will accept donations 24 hours per day, and Janet Shum with Wayne City 4-H is accepting donations for Sims tonight at 6 at the Wayne City Community Building. Water donations will also be accepted at the Sims Village Hall. Anyone with questions regarding donations or who would like to offer additional help is asked to contact the Village Hall at 618-895-2761. A no-burn order is also in effect for Sims residents until water is restored. More news next.
Attending a funeral has long been described as paying our respects. And respect is something that we place a high priority on. When the time comes for you to make funeral arrangements, it's an approach you can feel comfortable with. We offer a full range of services to meet every need. No matter which service you choose, you can always count on receiving sensitivity, compassion, and respect.
Nails Funeral Homes in Fairfield and Albion.
If you're looking for a new doctor, look no further than the new SSM Health Provider Finder. Search for physicians online based on conditions and treatments, name spellings and pronunciations, and locations near you. What's more, SSM Health doctors are known for taking the time to listen and connect with you. We call this the healing power of presence. You'll find this helpful tool at ssmhealth.com/doctors.
In other news, 27-year-old Fairfield resident Blake E. Adkins was arrested by county deputies on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of failure to reduce speed yesterday morning. He was also charged with possession of methamphetamine and delivery or possession with intent to deliver meth. According to police reports, at about 4:22 a.m., deputies and Fairfield police were at Mach 1 in Fairfield. Police had seen a male checking out at the register earlier in the morning, and they observed him head for the restroom when he saw the marked police vehicle outside. Police then entered the restroom and saw him sitting on the ground inside a locked stall. Officers then waited in the store for the man to exit the restroom, and while waiting, they saw Bobby Powell enter the store, purchase a drink, enter the restroom, and speak with the man. However, police were not able to hear what was said. When Powell left the restroom, deputies asked him who was inside. Though he initially claimed ignorance, Powell eventually said it might be someone named Blake. Asked if he meant Blake Adkins, Powell said it might be, and then left. Deputies went into the restroom, confirmed Adkins' identification, and told him of the warrant for his arrest. After another 20 minutes, Adkins eventually left the restroom and was taken into custody. Fairfield police then informed deputies that Powell had returned to the site and was attempting to remove items from Adkins' vehicle outside. Powell told police that Adkins had asked him to retrieve a safe from the vehicle, though Adkins denied doing so. Deputies then asked Adkins what was in the safe, and he said he didn't know. He also said the vehicle wasn't his. Fairfield police then took Adkins to the Wayne County Jail, and deputies remained behind, and they learned that the vehicle was registered to a Cody Smith. Deputies called for a tow truck and found a lockbox that looked like a large hardcover book in the vehicle. They observed a white crystal substance through a gap in the box's edge and took it to the Wayne County Sheriff's Department. Deputies then opened the box and found a bag with 14 grams of a white crystal substance and another bag with 1 gram of a white crystal substance, both of which field tested positive for meth. They also found a digital scale covered in white crystal residue, 2 hypodermic syringes, a glass meth pipe, a bag with 2 grams of cannabis, and a cannabis grinder. Due to the quantity of meth and the digital scale covered in crystal residue, deputies believe Adkins intended to distribute the drug. Adkins was lodged in the Wayne County Jail and held pending the posting of bond. 39-year-old Fairfield resident Kara L. Vaught was arrested by county deputies yesterday afternoon on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving under the influence of alcohol. She was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held pending the posting of $345 bond. There is a blood drive this afternoon at the Community of Christ Church. Anyone who would like to make an appointment is asked to call 516-1229. The church will be open for blood donations until 5:30 this afternoon. The Fairfield Memorial Hospital kitchen will be closed to the public due to floor resurfacing on Friday at 1 p.m. The kitchen will reopen on Thursday, September 27th at 6 a.m. Dr. Catherine Bunting Williams apologizes for the inconveniences the resurfacing may cause the community, but she looks forward to the renovations and wants the best for the community and hospital staff. And Fairfield Memorial Hospital honors an employee each month who has been nominated by their peers for providing outstanding patient care and customer service to their patients and fellow staff members. In September, Chelsea Biddles, a registered nurse at Horizon Healthcare, was nominated for Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Employee of the Month. Biddles began working at Horizon Healthcare in 2011, and Dr. Marla Lafikas says Biddles completes numerous behind-the-scenes tasks that benefit the entire clinic and keep daily operations running smoothly. Holly Barrett, Horizon Healthcare Practice Manager, said she appreciates the hard work Biddles shows in the organization, praising her sincere care for her patients and work. The Fairfield City Council unanimously passed a resolution declaring three properties as dangerous last night. The properties, located at 208 North 1st Street, 104 Lakeview Drive, and 1302 Leninger Road, are not inhabited. As a result of the resolution, the properties must either receive work and be named compliant or be razed to the ground. In other business, Austin Russell was sworn in as the city's newest police officer. He was administered the oath of office by City Clerk Tina Hutchcraft. The only other business items in a short 20-minute session for aldermen were a pair of street closing requests for the homecoming parade on Friday, October 12th, and the Veterans Day parade on Saturday, November 10th. Both were approved. About 183 fifth graders from Center Street, New Hope, Jasper, Jeff, Wayne City, and Sisney schools will have an opportunity to participate in the 10th annual Tech Fest tomorrow and Friday from 9:15 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. The First Christian Church will host the Tech Fest, which runs in conjunction with the Fall Fun Fest. The University of Illinois Extension Office is one of the major players behind the event, and Program Coordinator Yvette Anderson gave some insights into what students could expect to experience.
Well, actually, we start with Elastech. Elastech will come out and they will discuss and show videos about the oil spills and cleanups and how they started cleaning the oceans, you know. And yeah. So then we have a presentation called EcoBots that we do, and they actually get to build their own little robot and fill, you know, they get to design their own areas and turn their robots on and make it clean up the ocean.
Four workshops will be offered at TechFest, focusing on boat building, robots, catapults, and EcoBots. Each workshop will be led by University of Illinois Extension educators and local volunteers. The Extension office will provide classic pizza, fruit cups, cookies, and a drink for lunch, as well as equipment and supplies for each workshop. The University of Illinois, People's National Bank, Fairfield National Bank, and First Christian Church, for use of its facility, are sponsoring the event. Fairfield FFA recently participated in Section 23 FFA Forestry and Horse Judging Contests. The FFA Forestry team placed second, with John Jones placing third overall. Other team members included Cole Simpson, Connor Dagg, Hunter Doty, and Derek Estes. The FFA Horse Judging team placed eighth, with Katie McCleary placing sixth overall. Other team members included Mackenzie Conrad, Kenna Stum, Jaron Smith, Cassidy Webb, and Amos Gregory. Property tax bills for Wayne County will be mailed on September 21st, and the bills this year are green in color. Bills will be mailed together for anyone with several bills, but only if they have the exact name and address. Donna Masterson, Wayne County Treasurer, asks taxpayers that pay taxes through a mortgage company to look over their bill to make sure they are getting all proper exemptions and that other information is correct, and then forward the bill to the appropriate mortgage company. The first installment of property taxes is due on November 2nd, and the second installment is December 7th. The publishing of delinquent taxes will occur on January 24th, 2019, and the annual tax sale is set for February 25th. Taxes may be paid in the Wayne County Treasurer's Office or their drop box located on the west side of the courthouse. No cash payments will be accepted in the drop box, only checks and envelopes are provided. Area residents may also pay online by credit card until the second installment due date of December 7th at www.govtechtaxpro.com. The site is turned off after midnight of the second installment date. Taxpayers will also be able to pay at the Fairfield First Financial Bank, Sisney Trust Bank, Mount Airy Trust Bank, now Citizens National Bank, and People's National Bank in Fairfield. A total of over $16.6 million will be collected this year, which is over $400,000 more than last year. Anyone with questions or comments is asked to contact the Wayne County Treasurer's Office at 842-5087. Frontier Community College's baseball team will be holding tryouts for high school students on Saturday, September 29th. Registration will begin at 9 a.m. at FNB Field, located on FCC's campus. Tryouts are available to students in grades 9 through 12, and they will feature a pro-style workout with bullpens, throwing and fielding positions, batting practice, and a 60-yard dash. Those overseeing the tryouts will include head coach Brandon Benton, assistant coach and recruiting coordinator Jimmy Brenneman, and assistant coach Zach Gertsch. Students and parents can visit fccbobcats.com to learn more and obtain required application and medical forms. The cost to try out is $40 for position player or pitcher only, or $60 for two-way players, those that are both position players and pitchers. Athletes should bring their hats, gloves, bats, batting gloves, batting helmets, baseball pants, and spikes or turf shoes. For more information, contact assistant coach Jimmy Brenneman at 513-287-9151. Corn harvesting is underway, as we hear in the weekly crop report. Kim Howard has more.
56% of corn is mature and 4% has now been harvested. The crop improved slightly with 77% in good to excellent condition. As for soybeans,
soybeans are now turning color on 75% of acres compared to 43% last year and 39% normally. The condition of the Illinois soybean crop was rated 5% very poor to poor, 16% fair, and 79% good to excellent, up a few points from 1 week ago.
Crop statistician Mark Schleusener says 56% of sorghum is mature and the third cutting of alfalfa is now 92% complete. Average statewide topsoil moisture increased to 3% very short, 6% short, 65% adequate, and 26% surplus. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
A few days after a very wet weekend, river stages across the area are still above normal, though some have dipped below flood stage. As of this morning, the Little Wabash east of Fairfield continues to rise and is at 27.45 feet. That's over 10 feet above the 17-foot flood stage. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 21.72 feet, which is down slightly from earlier this morning, but still above its flood stage of 18 feet. The Skillet Fork at Wayne City has dropped below its flood stage of 15 feet and sits at 13.63 feet. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Acre to acre, year to year, generation to generation, nobody scrutinizes performance like you do. And acre to acre, year to year, generation to generation, nobody delivers consistent performance like Asgrow, the highest yielding soybean seed in the U.S., offering 100% exclusive genetics and innovation to keep you farming out in front. Ask your dealer how much further you can grow when Asgrow leads the way. Performance may vary. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
1 year it could be moisture stress, another Pythium or nematodes. So you need your soybeans to rise ready for whatever the season holds. Now one simple decision provides coverage on four fronts. The Acceleron portfolio, fungicides, insecticides, bioenhancers, and an industry-leading nematicide that strikes where nematodes attack. This season, rise stronger with Acceleron seed treatment products. Learn more at AcceleronSAS.com/rise-ready. Performance may vary. It's important to use proper PPE when handling treated seed.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 76. It's time to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 26,050. That is up 79. NASDAQ is at 7,942, down 30. October crude oil is at $70.67. That's up $1.42. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
In local and area deaths, 72-year-old Belle Prairie resident Olin E. Seafried Jr. died on Monday at the Hamilton Memorial Rehab and Healthcare Center. He was responsible for the mowing and upkeep of many cemeteries in the area, including Crouch Cemetery. Olin Seafried Jr. is survived by several cousins. Funeral services for Olin Seafried Jr. will be held Thursday, tomorrow, at 11 a.m. at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the funeral home. He will be laid to rest at Crouch Cemetery near Belle Prairie. Memorial donations may be made to Crouch Cemetery, and they will be accepted at the Golson Funeral Home. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop your heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing costs for our patients. Here's Dr. David Asbury.
This helps to avoid hysterectomy, and at many times they can have the procedure done on a Friday afternoon in the office and be back to work on Monday morning with no problem, with minimal pain. It will oftentimes eliminate the need of needing a hysterectomy or more extensive surgical procedures in the hospital, and thus not only get them back to taking care of their children and back to work, back to their lives, but also save them a large amount of money.
NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with four locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call 618-244-4800 to schedule an appointment.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather for today. Partly sunny skies and a high of 85. Partly cloudy skies tonight, a low of 60. Sunny skies tomorrow, tomorrow's high 82. Outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunny on Friday, a high of 85 and low of 62. Mostly sunny on Saturday, a high of 88 and low of 65. Sunny skies on Sunday. Sunday's high will be around 90 with an overnight low of 65.
The small town giant in Mount Carmel has drastically reduced over 250 pre-owned vehicles for this giant September sales event. Jay Wilderman Autoplex has the pre-owned vehicle you've been looking for. With record-breaking new car sales, the fresh trade-ins have been serviced by our certified technicians and are ready for immediate delivery. We will work hard to get you the lowest price, lowest payment, and highest trade allowances available. Over 70 vehicles, $79 to $199 per month with approved credit. See all the giant savings 24/7 at jaywildermanautoplex.com.